Hola amigos, bienvenidos. Hey guys, welcome back to another great episode of the Language Tutor Spanish series. I'm your profesor de español, Danny Evans, and thanks for being with me in this episode. Guys, we got a big episode today. This is probably going to be the longest episode I've done yet on the series. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. And later on, we may have some competition when we get to subjunctive, but we'll see what happens, all right? We're going to be talking about mandatos today. Now, mandatos, think the word mandates in English, okay? Commands. So we're going to be telling someone what to do or telling them what not to do, all right? Now, I want to go ahead and tell you that this is one of those lessons that you probably will want to take in sections, and you'll probably want to watch it several times. So you might want to watch it, get the general idea, go back, take the first part, practice it, then take the second part, practice it, and then the next part and the next part. So we're basically going to be divided into four or five little sections, okay? What we're going to do first, you know, think about this. When we're telling someone what to do, it's second person. So I'm talking directly to you, one person, in an informal way, using the tú form, or I'm talking to you in the respectful way, which would be the usted form. And I can also be talking to you as a group, and I can also be talking about all of us. Hey, let's do something. Let's all write a letter. Let's all go, all right? So basically, we've got those different sections that we have to tackle in this episode. Now, the first thing we want to do is I want you to just kind of go ahead and group this in your mind. The first thing we're going to do is talk about those tú commands, talking to one person affirmatively, meaning I'm telling you to do something. Then we're going to take it where I'm telling you, one person, in that tú sense, not to do something, okay? Then we'll do the same thing for usted, telling you to do something, then telling you not to do something, okay? And we're also going to throw in a couple of little grammar points in there, okay? Little modifications, a couple of little things about accents and some pronouns, things like that. So it's a big lesson, all right? So you might want to get your cuaderno, your notebook, or hoja de papel, piece of paper, your lápiz or your pluma, and get ready to take some notes, okay? Vamos a tomar apuntes. We're going to take some notes, all right? So again, let's start with the tú commands, the talking to you, one person that I know well, or a child, or someone younger than me, all right? And we're going to start with those affirmative commands, okay? I'm telling you to do something, all right? Now, when we're talking to one person and we're telling in that dual sense, okay, informally, we're telling someone to do something, what I want you to go ahead and do is visualize that on the chart, we're going to use the bottom left, the singular él, ella, and usted form. That's the one we're going to use when we're talking about you, someone I know well. So it's kind of backwards, isn't it? All right. So we're going to use that third-person singular form to tell somebody to do something. Now, here's an example. I want to give you an AR example, an ER example, and an IR example. So first of all, you're standing there, and you're saying, buy the car, all right? Maybe you're looking at it. You're telling your husband, your wife, buy the car, all right? So here's an example. Comprar is an AR verb. You would actually say, compra el carro. So see there what I've got there? It's an AR verb, but I'm talking to you, but I'm still using the él, ella, usted form, okay? So just remember when I'm telling you to do something, I just drop a form down, okay? All right, now that's the tú form. Now here's an ER example. You're saying eat. Eat, all right? Comer. ER verb, we're going to use the ER ending, but we're going to use the LA usted, so we have come, come. Now here's an IR example, write the letter, just write the letter. Escribe la carta, Escribe la carta. Using the LA instead form. All right? Now, stem changes do apply here. Okay? We learned a long time ago in the previous episode how to do stem changes in the present tense. And so here's an example. Close the door. So close is cerrar. It is a stem changer. It becomes an IE. So I would say, cierra la puerta. Cierra la puerta. All right? I'm using the LA usted form. But stem change still applies. Okay? Now that's how we do affirmative tú commands. Now just when you thought you were out of the woods and had this down, guess what? There are some troublemakers. Always got a group of troublemakers, don't we? We do have some irregular affirmative tú command forms, okay? So I'm going to give you that list really quick. First of all, the verb ser is going to be se, S-E with an accent. Se, telling someone to be a certain way, all right? Ir is ve, V-E. Ir, go, ve, all right? Tener is ten, T-E-N, ten. And counterpart to that, venir is ven. Okay, so tener is ten, venir is ven. Hacer is going to be as, H-A-Z, as. Decir, to say, say, or tell something. Telling somebody to do that is going to be di, D-I. Poner, to put something, is pon, pon. And then salir is sal, sal. Now, I have seen some people try to remember it like this in groups. They go, se, ve, ten, ven, as, di, pon, sal. Se, ve, ten, ven, as, di, pon, sal. Now, maybe that'll help you out to group those and remember just a little bit of a rhythmic phrase to help you kind of remember those, all right? Now, before we leave these, I want to bring in pronouns with it, okay? Now, let's look at the verb traer, which means to bring. If I'm going to say bring it, we're actually going to put that pronoun at the end of the word, okay? So bring it, just like in English. So here's an example. Traelo. Traelo. Bring it. It's going to be one word together. Traelo. But now watch what happens when we add bring it to me. When I add the me in there, the me part is going to go in between them. Tráemelo. Tráemelo. Now, you might be going, hey, there's an accent there all of a sudden when we say this. Well, the stress is on the A. Trae. Trae. When we add other words to it, me and lo, well, the rules change, right? When we have three syllables, we typically stress the middle syllable, all right? And, you know, we have different rules about accents, and we probably need to cover those in a lesson sometime, but the accent shows up to say, hey, I know there's a different rule here, but I'm changing the rules. So the accent comes in on that A so that you can keep the stress where it's supposed to go. He comes in and says, hey, we're going to keep the stress right here on the A. All right, so tráemelo, tráemelo. So if you saw that accent appear, that's why. It's to keep the stress in the right place. All right? Now, we're going to bring in one more little grammar concept with this, okay? Now, if I am saying say it, dilo, okay, say it. No problem there, dilo. But if I were going to say it to her, in other words, tell her it, tell it to her, here's what happens. I'm not going to use the normal pronoun in the middle that I would use for her. It would sound weird, those two L words together. What I'm going to do is it's going to change to se. So it's going to look like this. Díselo. Díselo. Okay, so just know in that third person that that's going to change to se when you're using it this way with those two pronouns together, okay? All right. I've given you a lot about affirmative tú commands. Let's now move into the negative tú commands, all right? Now, here's where the rules are going to change a little bit. With the negative tú commands, we're going to use the tú form. Yes, we're going to use the tú form, the middle. But here's the problem. It's got to be a problem always, a troublemaker. The issue is that we're going to flip the ending. Yes. So for an AR verb, we're actually going to use an E instead of an A. And for an ER and IR instead of an E, we're going to use an A. So you see what I mean by we're flipping the endings, okay? Here's an example. I'm telling somebody, don't speak. Just don't speak, all right? No hables. No hables. Yes, instead of hablas, I'm using hables. I flip the ending to the opposite, the ER and IR instead of the AR. Okay, so that's what we have to do with AR verbs. Now, with an ER verb, we're going to use an A. Somebody says, I want to learn German. You say, no, don't learn German. Learn Spanish, right? Okay, don't learn German. No aprendas alemán. Okay, aprender is an ER verb, but we're using an A. No aprendas alemán. Okay, same thing for an IR verb. Don't write. Okay, no escribas. Using an A instead of the E. Okay, now that's how we do those. Now, I just want to go ahead and tell you, because I know what's coming in the future. This type of ending flipping, go ahead and get that down with the commands, because later on, when we get to subjunctive, already knowing how to flip the endings is going to be real beneficial to you. Okay, so later on, it's not too far away, but later on, we're going to do a lesson on subjunctive. And you will already know how to flip those endings, because we'll be doing that a little bit with that, okay? Okay, now let's talk about how to add in those pronouns with those negatives, okay? So when the pronoun comes in, it actually goes between the negative word and the verb. So let's look at an example here. I saw this example, and I thought this was a really good one. Never buy candy for the children. You know, some parents are like that. Never buy candy for the children. Nunca les compres dulces a los niños. Okay, nunca. Now they're not using no here, they're using nunca. You could just use no and say don't do it, but never also works. Nunca les compres dulces a los niños. All right, now if I were going to replace the dulces for referring to the candy, I could do that as well. I could say, nunca se los compres. Nunca se los compres. Okay, again, I'm talking about, that third person, so I'm not going to use a typical L pronoun there. I'm going to say se, all right? So the structure changes. You may want to try to come up with some sentences that really allow you to practice this. Maybe Google some lessons on it too, as well, just to get some more practice with that. All right, now let's talk about formal commands. Okay, so I'm talking to someone in using the usted respectful mode. Okay, now we're going to do just like we did a minute ago. We're going to be flipping the ending even in the affirmatives. Okay, if I'm telling you speak or talk, okay, I'm going to use hablar, but I'm going to flip the endings in the affirmative usted form. So it'd be hable. Hable, all right? If I'm going to say eat, coma, I flip the endings, coma. Or write, escriba, escriba. Okay, now let's include the ustedes form to the plural, because all we have to do is do the same thing, but we're adding an end to it. So that kind of makes sense, doesn't it? All right, so speak. All you guys speak, but I want to be, that ustedes form. Hablen. Hablen, or eat, coman, coman, or write, escriban, escriban, all right? Now, the pronoun placement here, if we bring in a pronoun, it's going to be the same as it was a while ago, all right? So, traigamelo, that's a big word, isn't it? Traigamelo, we're stressing that A, the accent's going to maintain this stress. If I was going to say, look at it, I would say, mirelo. Mírelo. Keeping the stress on the I, putting that accent there. All right. Not too bad with that. All right. So let's move to the negative formal commands, the negative formals. In this way, I am going to simply just put no in front of it, or I'm going to put nunca in front of it. Don't do it with no. Never do that with nunca. All right. Now for don't speak, I could say no hable. Don't eat, no coma. Don't write, no escriba. So that's not too hard, is it? Same for the plurals. No hablen, no coman, no escriban. All right? So not too hard with those. Now, the pronoun placement here is going to be the same as before. All right? So just do it the same way as we did before. Now, one of the last things I want to cover in this episode are the nosotros commands, the let's do something, all right, or we are going to do something, all right? The nosotros commands flip the endings. So let's work. Trabajemos. Trabajemos. All right, got that E instead of the A, E-M-O-S. Let's eat. Comamos. Comamos. And let's write. And so instead of escribimos, we're going to say escribamos, vamos, with an A-M-O-S. And for the negatives on that, guys, we just simply put no or nunca in front of those. And that's it. Well, guys, I've given you a lot to think about in this lesson, a lot to work on. So I'm going to kind of end it right there and let you practice all of that.